This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Right now, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, all leading candidates for the MVP. If the vote were to go today, Ed, and you had a vote, who are you voting for?
What are my choices again? Out of all the people? That's it?
Yeah. Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Baker Mayfield.
I'm picking someone different.
Out of the three, I mean.
Do I have to pick one of them?
Yeah, no, you can also pick a. It also says, is there someone else?
Yes.
You throw a vote to.
I mean, I would pick Baker Mayfield, I think, because he's the most valuable person to his team at this point.
See, this is where I have an issue with what we're talking about, because I do think he's unbelievably valuable to him, but you really can't put a number on that, whereas if you look at it, you could look at stats and see who's the most outstanding player, which is what
always felt. Right, but is it different? Isn't that different wording, though?
It is.
Isn't that how Allen won it last year?
Yeah, how do you judge value, though?
Yeah.
Like, does that mean no one on the Yankees could ever win it because there's too many talented players around them?
Right, that's the reason Lamar didn't win it, according to them, last year. And that's why I asked to repeat, like, what are my choices? Like, that's.
Can I tell you?
I think Baker's the most important guy to his team right now.
I think this is finally going to be the year.
Unless Lamar was healthy.
Where we have quarterbacks vulturing each other. And if he stays healthy, I think Puka Nacua is going to be your MVP this season. I think he's going to break every wide receiver record.
When's the last time a wide receiver has won?
It's been forever. That's what I'm saying. I think, like, there's not a quarterback that's standing out right now where you're going, oh, my God. Like, Josh Allen's having a good year. Baker Mayfield's having a good year. But I feel like if these guys, if you're not seeing someone, you go, am I really going to give the MVP to this guy? They're always looking for that year to go outside the box. And if they were, if Nacua keeps doing what he's doing, I mean, his target share is absurd. He has a chance to break the reception record, the yardage record. I don't think you're going to get to the touchdown record. Nobody's touching that. You'd have to have a ridiculous season as a wide receiver.
Was it 23?
20-something. It's low 20s. I thought it was like 21. But
yeah,
I think Nacua wins the triple crown for receivers this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same team as the last guy, right? A little wild.
Yeah. And again, like, I know it's off the beaten path, and more than likely a wide receiver never wins this award. But I just think this is one of those years where there's a lot of mediocrity, which allows you to go ahead and look for something else and say, oh, we've never seen this before. The Cal Raleigh, I mean, we had two guys that were up for the MVP, and it's like, do you want to give it to the guy we always talk about or the catcher that's done something we've never seen in our lives, even though Aaron Judge's numbers are better?
Oh, by the way, 07, Randy Moss, 98 receptions, 23 touchdowns.
Good God, man. Remember, he was done?
He was done.
He was going to retire with the Raiders two years before that.
Yeah. 2 years before that, man.
What's that? I got Brady?
No, I'm sorry. A year before that.
Yeah.
06 was his last year with Oakland. His first year with the Patriots, he just went ham.
You know,
I'm going with the three that were given and one of the three that are given. I'm
I'll
going
pick
Josh
one
Allen
of them if you
again.
Want.
I'm going Josh Allen again. Completed 70% of his passes, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 213 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Out of those three,
That's the right answer.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Because, like, if you were going to trust one of these teams to continue winning, and I'm not trying to I like what the Bucks have done. Every one of their games has been close. They're a little banged up now. They're going to get healthier. But you can't tell me that Josh Allen and the Bills aren't going to just run roughshod over their division.
Josh can beat you two ways, too, though. Josh can thread the needle and beat you with his right arm, and he can beat you with his legs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, you know, if you want to put a price of value, a little healthy Lamar Jackson and a healthy Josh Allen in the same season, the MVP race will always begin with those two.
Yeah, I still wish they would just get rid of the value part of it because people use that.
How about most outstanding?
That's what I think it always should have been. Who was the most outstanding player? Because, again, when you go back to value, everybody's going to look at it differently. And it's always going to go to the quarterback because, hell, I mean, what's the most valuable position on the field outside of wide receiver?
That's how the NCAA does it in the tournament, March Madness, for men's and women's. Most outstanding player.
It's very simple because then we get to go, oh, we just look at their numbers? Oh, okay.
If you did that, then our guy would win it every year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it should be. Like, we've already said, Shohei Ohtani is a foregone conclusion to win MVP in the National League almost every single year until they get, what, Ohtani fatigue, well, because nobody can do what he does.
Well, that's the problem I have then. We always say, can you give it to a guy? How valuable is he with so many stars around him? But yet, Shohei Ohtani wins it in L.A. with so many stars around him. I'm not taking anything away from him. He deserves it. But it seems like in football, it's a crutch. Well, he had Derrick Henry. He had this guy. He had that guy. That's why he was good. But in baseball, it's the opposite. Well, put people around him and you'll see who he really is. It just seems like you're penalized more for football.
Yeah.
For having a talented roster.
I think, too, with baseball, just getting back to the Ohtani thing, when you're doing something that no one else in the league can do, it's always going to be an added bonus. Like the guys that were averaging triple-doubles for the longest period of time, it's like, oh, we really got to look at them. And now there's so many guys on the cusp of doing that year mm-hmm. after year. It's like, yeah, it's kind of old hat now. I saw something from Brent Rooker, the outfielder for the A's, and he, DH, whatever you want to call him. He tweeted out, he goes, I can't wait for 40 years from now when I'm bitching about baseball when there's a 6'10" shortstop and he's swinging at a pitcher that's throwing 117 miles an hour and I'm going, this ain't the way the game used to be played. Because it's like everything changes.
Yeah.
Everything does.
That was really a drive-by.
Yeah.
The low key.
Yeah. Because all
fired.
The old players are like, oh, this isn't baseball. When I played, we had to. Yeah, okay.
Old Curly.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. How much longer is Giannis going to stay in Milwaukee? We're talking some NBA today at 7:45. But on the other side, it's NCAA, college football. Bill Belichick, UNC, divorce news. The school said there's no truth to the rumor, but do you believe it? Where there's smoke, there's fire, folks. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man. There was a rumor going around for like about 48 hours about the future of Bill Belichick at the University of North Carolina. And folks, I did this exercise quite some time ago. His record without Tom Brady before and after is absolutely horrible. There's no signs of that this guy is going to be ever the great coach that he was when he had 12.
Ever.
How do you see this thing ending, guys, in North Carolina? Because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Really badly. If this much is public now, in the last 24 hours, we talked about canceling the Hulu special.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like the coaching staff wants to bail. He wants out, apparently.
Quietly, he's discussed the payout.
That's what I mean.
He ain't used to having
ain't that
teams
quiet
with
either,
better
if
players.
We know about it. So he's asking about a payout after playing, what, a couple of games, five games?
Five, yeah.
He says the worst start in Tar Heel history since Grover Cleveland was president in 1888. I mean, come on, man. Like, this is going to end terrible. It's already bad. It's going to end terribly.
Jeremy, how do you see this thing ending? Do you see it ending this year?
I mean, I thought this was what's going to happen all along, that this wasn't going to be a play. Like, you look at his age, first off, and this isn't a knock where he's at. The young girl that he's chasing around that's on the sidelines driving everyone insane. And then you factor in, like, what he has to do to be a college coach. Belichick's never had to go beg somebody to come play for him or try to convince him.
Ever.
No.
You didn't have to. You had arguably the best quarterback in football for all those years, and you were always in the mix, and now you're losing. And not just losing, you're getting pumeled. On a daily basis, weekly basis, whatever. That team sucks. You got the Patriots throwing shade at you. You're telling people they can't do anything with the Patriots. It's a college and an NFL team. What are we even talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
It's unreal.
I mean, it's just a hot mess there. This is always going to blow up.
So is Bill Belichick, would he go down in flames now? Would his legacy be, you know, the coach that was fraudulent?
I don't think so, because I think after all said and done, we look back on this and we remember more of the good times than the few bad times he had towards the end of his career.
So without Brady right now, my quick math says he's 72-96.
Yeah, but I think it's a little unfair. There's some really bad Browns teams, bad teams that he took over, but the Patriots were terrible when he took them over. I think it's a little skewed, but I get the point. I'm not arguing that Brady's the reason why he has that great record. I think he's a little bit better than a losing coach, but you are what it says you are.
And he never had a Tom Brady. Never. But Joe Gibbs won a Super Bowl with three different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He never had a Tom Brady. So, you know, the comparison
is... game was different back then, though, too.
Right. I get it. You're seeing more and more cracks in the armor. Where was the discipline from? I mean, how disciplined were you, really? Because you have zero right now.
Do you know what I'm treating this like? I'm treating it like the player that... won't go away. The player that can't retire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of his career, he obviously doesn't look like himself. I don't know how many people here remember Johnny Unitas in a different uniform, right? Joe Namath, Franco Harris in different uniforms where it's like, man, they're playing like trash and that's not what I remember. And then after
Joe Montana.
Yeah. After a few years, you start to look at it a little bit differently and go, you remember who he was. And I think that's ultimately what happens with Belichick. Remember, there were some people saying, should we change the name of the Super Bowl trophy to the Belichick trophy?
Yeah, it was a typical overreaction. Here's why I do give it to, I give more credit to Brady, is 2000 was Belichick's first year in New England. He went 5-11. New England was 0-2, and in the third game of the season, Drew Bledsoe goes down. And that's the time the entire organization flipped. At that moment, they were 5-11 the year before, 0-2 at that time. You put Brady in, all of a sudden you win the Super Bowl, and you go on to win three of the next four Super Bowls. I think that's why I give more credit to Brady probably than a lot of people want to, because the team was bad. The team that he was on was bad. Not just before him, the team that he was actually on.
Yeah, he took 0-2. Over. He took over a really rough team.
Uh-huh. And won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057, that's the number.
My favorite part about that Super Bowl is John Madden screaming about them, just, hey, kneel on it and go to overtime.
Yep.
And then watching them go down the field and watching Vinatieri kick a field goal to beat a team that they were favored by two touchdowns over.
But in typical John Madden fashion, what did he say after the game? I was wrong. Yeah. He even said it to Brady. I was screaming, you know, kneel the ball, go into overtime, and you guys had a plan that was obviously better than mine. Not many announcers would do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's why people related to John Madden so much.
Like, sometimes we got to wait a week for a guy admits that he took the Rams to blow out the 49ers last week and not mention it until the next week. Wait a minute, that was the overnight guy. Never mind.
Oh.
It's just,
yeah. Jerk.
Never even
mentioned it. He did mention it?
Talked about it today.
Really?
Because he was talking about the Eagles and Giants and how this kind of looks the same way, you know, like... very similar with an Eagles team that's looked much better outside of the loss this weekend. A Giants team that's flailing. They just lost on the road to the Saints. They lost their best wide receiver. You got a rookie quarterback. All those things. Short week. But, eh.
Eh. I think that's the type of rookie quarterback that could energize you, though, especially at home.
Hmm?
I'm not saying they win tonight. I'm not saying anything yet. But I think the game will be closer because of Jackson Dart.
I just think this one's going to be ugly.
You think so?
I think the defense. Well, I think it's going to be one of the more boring Thursday night games.
Oh, I thought you meant ugly as a beatdown. Ugly as in low scoring.
Yeah.
I could agree with that. I would agree with that. I would be more willing to pick the under than to pick a side.
Yeah, people keep talking about what Saquon Barkley's done against the Giants or what he did last year. I still think you got to go back and look at everything, you know, and how he's looked against them and. Before, and you just can't go last year. Last year he ran for 2,000 yards. He had to look good against somebody, you know,
yeah. Like,
probably everybody. I just think the Giants' D-line is that's their strength right now.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talk so much about how tough it is, Ed, to go from college to coaching in the NFL. Do you find it maybe equally as challenging if you've never coached in college, always been an NFL coach, and now try to go to college like Bill Belichick?
Yes, I absolutely do. It's a totally different atmosphere. I mean, totally different. It's almost a different job. It's in the same line of work, but it's a different thing. You know, there's recruiting. It's, you know, you don't have a draft. You're recruiting kids. You're trying to convince them to come.
Kissing up the donors.
You're kissing up to donors, right? That's right. You don't have to just deal with an owner. You got to deal with boosters and donors. It's very different. So it's like having a board of directors.
In the NFL, you're the head coach. In college, you're the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? In college,
they got GMs,
it's just odd, too, because you have other responsibilities. You're usually the highest paid state employee. Which is odd. You're paid more than the governor of your state, and it's like, and you're still most times a state employee. It's just a lot of odd things going on with this. You're the, you know, probably the most powerful person on campus. You know, and you know, in a 50,000 student campus. It's totally different job.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, buddy, we're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about, I'm going to save that story for last because that's a good one. A woman that held up an entire flight because of what? And it happened here in Baltimore. This is one of the more ridiculous scenes I think I've ever seen on a plane. Unbelievable. We'll talk about it. We're also going to talk about a man that had a pet lion. Ain't turn out well. I'll tell you what happened there, and now the line's probably going to be put down. And lastly, it's been a while. We've missed you. We play What's in My Butt. That's coming up next here on The Fan. All right, so let me set this one up. This is a flight that landed in Baltimore. And if you know this woman, just tell her she's garbage. She's a garbage human being.
Wow.
This is a Spirit Airline flight. I got the sound for you. But basically what happens is a woman stands up. about, let's say there's 40 rows on the flight, right?
Yeah.
She stands up at about row 17. Her daughter's sitting in row 38. She won't get off the plane and she's blocking the aisle until they allow her daughter to come up and get off the plane with her. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Listen to this.
I'm not moving.
She won't let us get by, ma'am.
What is wrong with you? I would hate to be your daughter and have to go home with you. No wonder she's back
there. Grab our suitcase, please.
Wait inside.
You know what? You won't do it. You need to be real careful because I haven't said anything to you. I haven't said anything to you all.
We're just waiting it out.
They won't let my daughter play. And I need, and she, I'm not getting
off. She's not a lie. She's not a lie.
She's not a lie. She's not a lie. Get up here. That's
no, why they can't let her come play?
They're trying to come from the back of the plane and get off first.
Why did you come from the back of the plane?
Ask what row she was in. It's going to be one way. It's going to be hard for everyone to
move. Why they can't let her play?
You haven't been on this plane long enough, lady. I'm
sorry. Mind your motherfucking business, bitch.
Mind your
motherfucking business. Mind your motherfucking business.
I'm sorry,
nobody said nothing to you.
But we're all trying to get out. We said, excuse me. And then she can come up. You can wait.
Thanks. Fuck y'all. Thank you, man.
Get the hell out. Thank you.
Well, yeah, well, I guess... Yeah, Joe, you did this one. Missed it by
we
that much.
Got it.
Yeah, so the lady's dropping F-bombs. So to understand.
You can't fix stupid.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I'm pushing her over. I'm sorry. If you're not getting out of my... I'm pushing her over. I'm not... Like, when we get to the plane here, and you're going to do something as ridiculous, like, if you walk off the plane by yourself and you stand out there,
mm-hmm.
She's going to be there in 10 minutes,
there's
5 minutes.
To go.
What else?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Why are people... And then she's like... You're the one. Mind your business. It is my business. You're holding me up because you're just standing there like a jackass. And again, if you wanted to wait for your daughter, sit your fat ass in the seat and wait for your daughter to get up there. Blocking the aisle way like a jackass. I get so tired of these people on planes now. Got to stand up and run to the front. You don't think we have somewhere to go to? How about we all do it? We all just start pushing to the front and see what happens. Just jackasses, man. All right. Let's get to this next story.
Yo, bro.
It's just so inconsiderate. And then to turn around and tell everybody else you're the problem, say, what? I can't be the problem. You're the one blocking the aisle. It's just dumb. All right, here you go. Lion-owning TikToker faces jail time after his lion escaped. It was simply tied to a pole. It attacked an 11-year-old child and the guy who saved him. The government has ordered the lion to be seized and it's going to have to be put down. This Thai TikToker is facing 6 months in jail. After his pet lion escaped its cage. Like,
he had a lion tied to a tree?
Yes. He had a lion tied to a tree. And, like, shouldn't it be... A lion attacked an 11-year-old kid because this guy had it and didn't... Like, it's the same thing, and I understand different animals. I get so irritated going out and watching people walking their dogs without a leash.
Me too.
And look, it's not... And I understand some dogs are trained so amazing, they're not going to do anything. They're still dogs.
They're dogs.
They're dogs. And anything can happen. And it's disrespectful to everybody else. And it's not fair to the dog because if the dog does, I don't know, dog-like things, he may have to be put down.
Yes.
So this is just hideous and unreal that this happens. And I think 6 months is ridiculous.
Jeremy, let me ask you a question. Going back to the first airplane story. Yes. Buffalo Zoe called in.
Uh-huh.
He wants to know who loses points.
Yeah, don't even ask me that.
Who loses?
Don't even ask me that. You know.
Who?
You know. You. You lose points, buddy.
What?
Do you want to see the... Did you see the video?
I don't have to.
No.
I don't need video evidence.
Here's the video.
I don't need video evidence.
No, here's the other video of the lion chasing... Oh. It's like a female lion, right? Chasing... you know, they talked about it that it was caught there, so...
And like the owners, he's friendly. Yeah. He's friendly.
Yeah, go ahead and pet him. Yeah. This is my pet cobra. He's very nice. Come on, man. All right, let's get to this last story because it's time to play everyone's favorite game.
No, it's not.
Yep, Joe? He's getting everybody's favorite game. We got to have the open for the favorite game.
It's not everybody's favorite game.
It's Rob's favorite game.
It's not my favorite game.
Ed, do you like this game? And if you want the home version, it's great for Christmas. It's great for holidays. You get the family around. You can play What's in My Butt with the entire family.
It just takes a half a bottle of tequila to get cooperation.
I can't wait to show you the x-ray. All right. I know Joe's efforting. What's in My Butt. All right. So Florida police discovered this guy. That's He's a repeat
right.
offender.
Efforting what's in your butt.
He shoved something in his rear end during his 26th arrest, or at least it was in there when he got arrested the 26th time. Do you guys want to guess what my guy shoved in his rear end? Anyone? It's about, I'd say it's about 13 to 14 inches, maybe.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Maybe 12 inches.
A ruler?
A ruler.
That would make sense, but no.
Oh.
It's wider than a ruler. That ruler ain't going to do anything.
No?
No, it ain't. This guy, hold on. When I tell you what this is.
Yeah, tell us.
Huh? Joe, did you get What's in My Butt?
It gets stiff.
Thank you. Rob, when we play What's in My Butt, it gets stiff.
I want to play What's in My Butt.
See, Rob says all this stuff that he doesn't like this game, and he likes it. So I'm just going to hold something up. This is what was in his butt.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
A gigantic thermos or Stanley. Stanley mug? It's a thermos. So here, look at the picture.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Oh.
Can I ask a serious question, Ed?
He has a stressed anus.
Yes, he does, Rob.
Yes,
he
does.
He has a very stressed anus. Ed, I figure you might be the expert on this. How long does it take to get that thing in there?
Oh, that'd be a process.
You have to work up to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, why are you asking me these questions? But yes.
I figured you'd know.
I do. I know. Yes. It takes a while.
It's like starting a lawnmower
start
with
small.
Anal beads, right?
Yeah. Yes. You got to start small. Start with the beads.
Oh, my
goodness. Work up to the plugs.
You want to see a picture of the guy that did it?
Man. Lionsden.com.
This guy. Oh, I love this. Look at this guy.
He put it in his own butt?
Yes.
Yeah, well, ain't nobody else doing it for him. Yeah. Look at him.
Do you need help with that, sir? Yeah, I'm trying to get this thermos in my rear end. He was booked for illegal or alleged drug possession, but was also carrying much larger contraband, a thermos that he shoved up
his
rear end.
Was the thermos full of Coke or something?
I think it had coffee, but it was cold. That thermos didn't work all that well. Still one of my favorite stories from Scott when he bought one of the guys at Channel 2. A thermos.
Yeah.
And he came up to Scott the next day and he goes, man, thank you so much, Mr. Garceau. You put cold stuff in it, it stays cold. You put hot stuff in it, it stays hot. How do it know? It's one of the best questions I've ever heard. How do it know? But this guy, how do it know when it's time to take that thing out? And how does it not get caught? Like, you have to have that surgically removed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think.
Is it?
It looks like you should have it surgically implanted. Right? It's not even get in there.
I did retweet this story if you guys want to see the picture of the man or what's in his butt. It's a thermos. You guys can check that out at JCon Sports. And it does, like, honestly, the x-ray, it looks like that thing is touching his lungs.
Ooh.
It's almost touching a lung.
Yeah. Hey, Lou in Edgewood has a question for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, I was wondering. I know you said it's a great game with the family and everything. I was wondering, can you get that on Google Play, like an app, or is it a great stocking stuffer gift at Christmas?
You get a Target.
Yeah. No, it's a great rectum stuffer is what it is.
You get a Target. It's next to Clue and Stratego.
Yeah. Professor Plum did it in the study with a candlestick. What's in my butt, Professor Plum?
Cordell Woodland at 8:30. But on the other side, we're talking NBA. How much longer do you think Giannis stays in Milwaukee? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It seems like every year we ask this question and the answer never changes. How much longer does Giannis stay in Milwaukee? It just seems like every year there's an opportunity for him to go and he stiff-arms it, the organization stiff-arms it. I don't know exactly who.
I was just going to ask you, how do you feel? So, like, they win the championship, right? Yeah. They make the trade. They get Jrue Holiday. Everything's looking good. Perfect fit for that team. Everything's going well. Then the next year.
They went deep into the playoffs the year before they won the championship too, right?
Yes, and then they lost. But, you know, they finally win the championship. And then next year the team gets a little banged up. You end up trading away Chris Middleton, which was a big part of that. And I don't know how Giannis felt. And then you trade away Jrue Holiday before that to go get Damian Lillard. And that never worked out. And now he's back with the Trailblazers, but we don't know when he's going to play or if he's ever going to play again and look like Damian Lillard. So this keeps getting brought up where Giannis has basically said he wanted to stay in Milwaukee, but his newest comment was, hey, I'm allowed to change my mind if I want, which all of a sudden everybody goes, all right, here we are again. We're talking about this one more time. I was telling you guys earlier this year, there were rumors that he was going to the Knicks, and apparently those things really heated up and it got close and it just never came to fruition.
Right.
But I was telling Ed, if he goes to the Knicks and they're able to keep Kat, I think Kat is the perfect center to go along with Giannis. And the new thing in the league, which has been going on for a while since the Warriors started, is going with a super athletic guy at center, a KD, a Giannis, whoever it may be. I mean, you could even do LeBron if you wanted to, playing them at center and running what's called a death lineup, because how many centers can guard that guy? And when it comes down to it, you're going to have to put somebody out there or you're going to have to go smaller to match up with them. So, and it goes back to the trading threes for twos thing. Most coaches would sit here and take threes all day thinking they're going to catch you eventually rather than, you know, worrying about what happens inside that paint.
Do you think he's moved this year? Because you said something about maybe going to the West Coast. I would love to see him go to Golden State and see your boy Joker go to the Lakers. I would love to see that. But
the whitest Lakers team in the history of sports. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm assuming in the late 50s we had some Dolph Shays and some other guys.
George Mikan.
Yeah, Mikan.
We have all Mikan, guys. Sorry. Yeah. we've had him.
But no, I mean, I'm half joking, but Austin Reeves is there. The kid they drafted, God, what school was it? They drafted the other kid, and I can't think of his damn name. You got Luka there. You got, I mean, there's a lot of talent, but there's no defense. DeAndre Ayton's there now. That ain't what you want. But I was saying to you that it wouldn't shock me to see Giannis wind up on the Warriors for their last run or wind up on the Lakers if they have the capital to move it.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What are the chances that he goes nowhere? He just finishes a career in Milwaukee.
I mean, I think this happens more times than not. It just matters how frustrated he gets. Because now he's back to being the guy. I mean, he's always been the guy, But when you had others around him, it's like, oh, well, Damian Lillard can take over here, right? This is his moment. It's Dame time. He's tapping on the wrist, all that.
Is he frustrated, or is this just something he does every year? I feel like he's moving all the time.
I think
Giannis,
yeah.
He's stiff-armed it in the past. This is the first time that he's semi-embraced it.
This feels a little Russell Wilson-ish, like it's passive-aggressive.
That's what I mean.
Like, I don't want to go anywhere, but these are the five teams I'd like to go to.
But I think it's a little different than Russell Wilson because no one was courting Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson put himself out there. This is Giannis year in and year out. Okay, you keep putting it out there. You keep putting it out there. Okay, well maybe I want to change my mind. If you keep asking him, I feel like that's what it is. I've said to you, I want to be here. I'm one of the biggest superstars, best players in the league. But yet you keep asking, do I want to leave? So, okay, keep asking. Maybe I do change my mind. Maybe I'll leave. So I think it's a little bit different than Russell Wilson in that sense.
Okay.
410-583-1057 is the number.
And I'm not trying to put that devil on him and call him Russell. I'm just saying I think there's some similarities to this has been going on every offseason now.
Right. And I hope he gets out of there. I would love to see him in a sexier market. You know what I mean? And Golden State has kind of become that because of the Splash Brothers, because of Steph Curry, let's call it what it is. But I would love to see him like L.A., also some team out west or, you know, only team on east that I think could really do anything for him would be the Knicks. I wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't mind seeing it. Again, I'm hoping – I don't know what you have to give up and who has the right draft capital. Because getting – if I'm trading with the Knicks, getting their three first-round picks when you're adding Giannis, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm going to be picking in the 20s every year.
Right.
It doesn't you won a lottery pick in the NBA. And I want to make it clear. I'm not saying that you can't find talent late in the draft. It's much more difficult. It's all about the lottery. Yeah, you can find guys that can play in the second round. We've seen that. When Jokic was drafted, it was during a damn Taco Bell commercial. So, you know, sometimes you just don't know and you got to give a guy an opportunity. And we've seen this a lot with the European players. They get hyped all to hell and then they come over here and it's like, this guy sucks. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're not talking about someone who's like, who is this?
Yeah. Dangerous game. I mean, different game. Different type of ball game when you come over here. Sometimes it takes you a little bit longer to get adjusted to that. How much are you anticipating this upcoming season, NBA?
A lot for me.
Because of the Knicks.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're good again finally. And they're fun to watch. And it's, you know, I'm glad they're relevant.
I'm in a weird spot. I got to be honest. You know, I love the sport. I'm going to watch. Luka's been my favorite player.
And your team disrespected him.
Yeah. So I'm not a Mavericks fan, but I don't want to call myself a Lakers fan. That's not what I am. I mean, I want to see Luka win, but I guess now I'm just a basketball fan. I don't know if I'm going to give my fandom to anybody else. These teams nowadays with this AAU basketball we're seeing
like
at the
Virginia,
NBA level.
You don't give that away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets taken, right? Oh. That being said, I think this is going to be a really exciting year. Don't forget KD's on Houston. And Houston may have got, I love Fred VanVleet. Houston may have got a blessing in disguise because now Amen Thompson's going to run the point and they essentially have two freaks of nature. Amen Thompson is the closest thing to Giannis. And I'll tell you this, Giannis is the closest thing to Amen Thompson because that kid can shoot and Giannis can't.
Yeah.
But the ability to handle the ball, finish at the basket, play defense, two-way players that can get out and run, I really want to see this Rockets team this year.
That's what makes Giannis even more dominant. We know he can't shoot, and he still manages to get his. You can't shoot. I'm playing off of you. How did you go by me when I'm playing two steps off of you? He still does it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, one of those guys, once I get my claws on you, I'm going to move you.
He's so strong. Do you remember when he came in the league, what he looked like?
Yeah.
It was just all like...
Yeah, pipsqueak.
Yeah, he looked like not as bad as Tayshaun Prince. But like if Tayshaun Prince had been in the gym for 6 months.
Not far from it, though. It wasn't.
It's super thin.
NBA season is just around the corner. And so is Cordell Woodland. He will join us at 8:30. So don't go anywhere. I want to hear from Cordell, his take on the Ravens as they get ready this weekend for a big matchup against the Los Angeles Rams. Speaking of the Ravens, John Harbaugh believes EDC makes a move for a pass rusher. But at what point do you think it's a bad idea to trade capital in a lost season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.